welcome to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then you've come to the right place. Today we have a great show. We have very special guest, Scott Hayner, who's the Vice President of Franchise Development for Yum Brands. And Yum Brands has over 34,000 restaurants in over 100 countries. Several of the restaurant brands are KFC, Long John Silver's, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell. And that's coming up in segment two of Franchise Interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk. So stick around because we got a great show.
Unlock your earning potential with a business to call your own with the Papa Lock Franchise Opportunity. Founded in 1991 by former law enforcement officers in Lafayette, Louisiana, Papa Lock is recognized as the leading locksmith franchise in the world, with 3,600 trained techs and licensed locksmiths serving a total population of more than 150 million in over 3,400 cities. Papa Lock provides multiple revenue streams to franchisees, such as locksmithing and car door unlocking, high-tech key generation, emergency roadside assistance, and emergency car door unlocking. If you would like to examine the Papa Lock franchise opportunity in more detail, please go to our website, www.papalock.com. That's www.papalock.com. Or call 337-233-6211. That number again is 337-233-6211.
Lock up your future today with Papa Lock. Take control of your destiny and increase your quality of life with Allegra Print and Imaging. This light manufacturing, professional business-to-business franchise offers two unique opportunities to entrepreneurs with little or no industry experience. Our conversion opportunity is an existing business model that provides immediate cash flow, experienced staff, and an established customer base, while the low-investment digital print center opportunity meets the growing digital printing, sign, and mailing service demands of businesses in small and medium markets. Realize your dream of owning your own business with the comprehensive support of one of the world's top franchisers. Call 888-258-2730 or visit www.allegranetwork.com and discover the power in the network.
Hello, Service Brands International. I got a problem. The more time I spend pursuing success, the less time I have to enjoy it. What am I going to do?
Don't worry. You made the right call. Service Brands International, a leading multi-brand franchiser, offers a variety of proven home services franchises that are ideally positioned for today's time-starved consumers and are exceptionally efficient to operate, giving you the time to run your business and time to enjoy your success.
There's Molly Maid,
a residential cleaning franchise.
Mr. Handyman,
the franchise solution for residential and commercial fix-it problems.
1-800-DRY-CLEAN,
the affordable franchise opportunity offering quality dry cleaning with the convenience of free pickup and delivery.
And Ducts.
That's D-U-C-T-Z, meeting the need for improved indoor air quality. For more information on how a Service Brands franchise can provide a life worth living, visit servicebrands.com.
That's servicebrands.com.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company and ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. Don, welcome back on this Thursday, July 26th of 2007. Can you believe we're almost into August?
Summer is going quickly. Yeah, it's
sure
pretty
is.
Incredible. By this next week, we'll be into August.
Absolutely. Have any plans, any more future vacations coming up?
Yeah, well, I know in late August, I would look forward to taking a week off, go up to upstate New York to the mountains, Lake Placid.
Oh, that's right, right.
A few weeks away. I can't get too excited about that yet. I'll be heading out your way, though, this Monday, going out to Pennsylvania, taking the kids out to Sesame Place.
Oh, that's a great place.
Like, it's themed after, of course, Sesame Street. And,
right, right.
My three-year-old son really loves Elmo. They've never been there, so we're looking forward to that. So.
Oh, they're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
You know, especially at their age, at 3 years old, you know, it's just...
Oh, yeah.
You know, fantastic thing. We have a lot of places out here in Pennsylvania. We have Hershey Park, Pennsylvania, out here as well, which I don't know if you've ever been there, but it's a lot of great places.
Yeah, I've been there, but not, since the kids were born. I hear that's even better than it was, you know, they really improved the place.
Yeah, it's grown a lot, I think, probably since you've last been there, you know.
I'm sure we'll be heading out there.
Absolutely.
And then if you want us to, we'll stop by your place.
There you go. Stop by the World Talk Radio Studios, right, for franchise interviews.
Well, you have something near you, too. Don't you have something interesting?
We have a lot
the Crayola factory,
right? Well, we have the Crayola factory. It's interesting because Crayola actually stayed in eastern Pennsylvania, if you can imagine. You know, they're one of the last big companies to actually stay there. You know, but there's a lot of things around here. I mean, there's Boney Park, you know, and it's nice being right next to the river as well. You know?
Right. You're right on the border in New Jersey. Pennsylvania's a beautiful state.
It really is. You know, we've really grown to the state, you know, so I think we're going to stay here for a while. But, you know, our last showdown, we got to meet with Warren Gresius, and Warren is a Hall of Fame speaker. He's one of the most motivational speakers, I would say, if you go as far as saying almost the world, you know. I mean, he's an expert in personal and professional development. He delivers over 70 talks a year to corporations. What were your thoughts on last week's show?
Well, I thought it was another great interview. I mean, he's
really
so motivational. He gives such real solid practical advice on entrepreneurship, and that's what we keyed in on, I guess, on this past show on entrepreneurship, which is great because everybody listening, people investing in a franchise, and, you know, in general, you know, people you know, want to be an entrepreneur and do well.
Absolutely.
I liked his answer. I think you might have asked him about what happens if people are lacking sales experience.
I think you asked him that, actually.
And say someone's going into a business and they don't have any experience in this. You know, what was Warren's answer? Well, go get some experience. Learn. There's a lot of tools out there to help people sell, and you're just going to have to dive right in and do it. You know, if you're not that type you feel to sell, then, you know, there's no other option. You know, you're going to have to learn. And, yeah, he's a real interesting guy. I mean, he really put in his dues. He's starting up his company. I mean, he worked so hard for many years. I mean, he's a real New Yorker self-starter. I mean, it was incredible how he started. He was giving speeches all over the place, and, you know, it's a real success story.
Yeah, I think in his first year, I think he mentioned, Don, he did like something like 200 and something presentations or something. You know, I mean, it was an incredible number, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mentioned to you, you know, I read his book, The Best Damn Sales Book Ever. It's 16 Rock Solid Rules for Achieving Sales Success. And it's one of those books. The book is just like Warren's presentations, you know. It's very easy to relate to. And after reading that book, it's one of those books that say, my God, anybody can become a great salesperson. You know?
Every business owner should have his book, definitely.
You have to. And, you know, the whole benefit to learning selling is that you don't have to become dependent on your salespeople, you know? You know, you lose your top salesperson, it's not the end of the world, you know? So you should constantly, I mean, and who believes in your product more than you do, you know? So...
it's a skill you have to have in business. You got to have that type of skill, you know, and I guess custom it to your own style.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, so just it was a fantastic show. If you missed the show with Warren Gresius, you can simply go to our show page on worldtalkradio.com and listen to it in the archives. It really is a must-listen-to show, and that's the second time we had Warren. And, you know, we're going to have him back again. I mean, I think there's more to talk about, you know.
Right.
So there was an interesting article I found. It was a press release done in the Daily Record, and actually your name is mentioned in the article. I didn't want to tell you this, but it's called Putting Police. Denville Office Officer opens unique dessert store with Miami Vice flair, and this article came out last week, Thursday, July 19th, and this is somebody that you know and I know, and we had on the show, one of our sponsors. Denville Police Officer Ken McEvey has spent most of his life dealing with Vice. Now he's taking on Rice. Pudding, that is. His Miami Rice Pudding Company on First Avenue in Denville, which opened on June 3rd, offers 35 flavors of dessert, 14 on any given day. Here's a quote from one of the customers. It says, "I'm addicted to the chocolate rice pudding," says Melissa Signorle of Stanhope. "It's just so good. My husband is addicted to the Yolato." Now, this is something I never heard of. It says, the what? Yolato is a soft-serve cross between yogurt and gelato, and soon will be featured with fresh fruit and green tea flavor. I mentioned to you, Don, I tried, you know, Ken was kind enough to send me samples Miami rice pudding, and I think I had, it was the coconut cream, and I tell you, it was just out of this world. It was incredible.
Yeah, I remember you were talking about how great it was. I think
really
he sent you a couple different flavors, right?
He did. He sent me a couple different flavors, and, you know, quite honestly, I think I ate them all in, like, 1 or 2 days, so I put on some weight that week.
You didn't even tell your wife. Just
No, absolutely not. I kept it all to myself. But it says, one night, the 50-year-old McEvie and his wife, Linda, were talking about what they would do after he retires from the police force. On a whim, they mixed rice pudding with strawberries and liked it. They tried pineapple, then chocolate, and that's how the whole thing started. The couple, with partners Chris and Denise Dale and Ann and Joe Lowell, all of Denville, came up with the concept of fusing flavors and then a name and a logo. It says, me being a police officer, we were thinking of Miami Vice. Miami Vice, Miami Rice, McEvie said. The logo is a grain of rice dressed like Don Johnson, yourself, in the Miami Vice TV show, complete with the white suit and sunglasses. And it was just, it was a great article, and it says here that they're going to be, they're scheduled to open up Miami Rice franchises in Las Vegas in September. It's actually three of them. And also Florida, Michigan, Delaware, and a couple of the locations in New Jersey. So good for him, you know. It's
a great story.
I
kidded him about getting a royalty fee.
Yes, you did.
We had him on the show, and he quickly changed the subject.
Absolutely. So, so I just thought that was a great article, you know, that I had to kind of, you know, mention that I saw your name in the in the article. But I know you had some interesting things going on as well that you found.
Yeah, here's something. We get some of our material through FranchiseWire.com.
Right.
The title is New Program Seeks to Help Franchisors Meet Fair Franchising Standards. This is important. Dated June 27th, the American Association of Franchisees and Dealers, the AAFD, announced a new program for new and emerging franchise systems to earn AAFD accredited contract status. The new initiative provides accreditation to franchise systems that do not have an established track record of great franchise relationships, but whose franchise agreements substantially conform to AAFD's fair franchising standards. The new program provides a great tool for prospective franchisees to identify franchise opportunities that respect the rights of franchise owners.
That's interesting.
Upon request by the franchisor, the AAFD will conduct a review of the franchise agreement and identify areas in which the franchise agreement needs to be amended to conform to the AAFD's rigid fair franchising standards. Franchise agreements that conform earn AAFD accredited contract certification.
That's interesting.
There's a lot of tongue twisters in
right,
this.
Right, right, there is.
Prospective franchise buyers now have objective criteria by which to judge the fairness of a franchise agreement. This is a strong asset in setting a franchise apart from the many that a prospect is likely to be considering. In addition, franchisors with AAFD accredited franchise agreements have the opportunity to promote the fact that their franchise agreements comply with AAFD's fair franchising standards. This is just, I feel, important because just something else to protect the franchise investor or consumer.
Absolutely.
And this is talking about specifically the franchise agreement, not the UFOC.
Right.
And maybe we can eventually have Kevin Hein back on, and he can talk about this. You know, there's even been some changes to the UFOC.
That's right,
I was reading a little bit about that in a franchise magazine. Maybe we can go over that in one of our future shows in the coming weeks.
Right.
It says here, Chairman Robert Pervin is excited by the new AAFD accredited contract program for franchise agreements. He says certification of a franchise agreement is a great first step in the fair franchising seal approval process. And the AAFD, by the way, is a national nonprofit trade association representing the rights and interests of franchisees and independent dealers throughout the United States. It was formed in 1992.
Okay.
So I guess they're just additionally just trying to firm things up and just make things
protection.
Better. For the whole, it's just better for everybody involved, for somebody investing in a franchise.
Absolutely. Well, it's a scary thing, you know. I mean, you know, it's been a common theme on the show, Don. You know, we've had a lot of guests, you know, how
trepidatious people are to sign that contract, you know, so it kind of reaffirms, you know, that the contract is okay or the agreement's okay and, you know, all that other stuff, so.
Yeah, it's so intimidating, but if you can see that it's, that it has the seal of approval from the American Association, is this AAFD, you know, it could just make you feel a little more comfortable. Of course, you're going to have an attorney, you know, review all this.
Right.
But the more protection, the better. Here's something, Marty, also through Franchise Wire. The title Franchise Help selects three best low-cost franchises. And FranchiseHelp.com is a company I'm familiar with, Mary Tomczak, very nice person. I see her at the trade shows. I advertise my services on her site.
I think I've met her before, actually. Yeah, very nice lady.
Yeah, they're based in Elmsford, New York.
That's right, yeah.
It says, to give the multitudes of low-investment franchise seekers a leg up on the necessary research and analysis, FranchiseHelp.com has published a study, 50 franchises under 50,000. Taking a step further, Franchise Help's research staff additionally announced in the study the three best franchises in the low-cost 50 price range. It goes on to say, interest in buying into a franchise business is at an all-time high, and like almost everything in life, prices are a consideration. All 50 of the franchises were previously honored as one of the selections of Entrepreneur Magazine's 2007 Franchise 500. The top three, the first one's Coffee News. This is a weekly publication with revenues from advertising placed in small businesses in red while drinking coffee at restaurants and coffee shops.
Yeah, I've seen. I don't know if you've. I've seen them before, actually.
Yeah, I've never seen the publication, but
I've actually seen it before. It's actually pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, with the just how large the coffee industry franchises.
And we've seen that, you know. I mean, it's you know, we had a Badass Coffee on the show. It was about, let's guess, a month and a half ago. You know,
right.
I mean, we could just see how that industry is exploding, and there's a lot more competition today,
right.
You know.
But Coffee News can go into other types of business, just not coffee shops. And their investment range is about $6,900. The second one is Cruise One. Specializes in providing both group and individual sailings with the best value and service. Cruises are currently popular when you see all the choices. Their investment range is a little over $17,000. And the third one is a franchise called Stroller Fit. Sells a service in an underserved niche market, children 6 weeks old to 3 years old. Can you imagine that's your franchise business, just selling to children 6 weeks to 3 years old?
That's a nice niche, isn't it? Sorry.
They provide exercise program classes and related retail products, currently on a fast-track growth. The average investment is about $9,000.
Okay.
The two largest categories of companies in the low investment report are childcare slash education companies, about 18%, and also cleaning janitorial companies, about 16%.
Interesting.
Travel companies represent about 12%. I think that was one of the only categories in franchising in general that's been falling as far as decreasing in popularity. Everything else is increasing. But those are the three: Coffee News, Cruise One, and Stroller Fit.
That's something. Interesting.
Looking at Entrepreneur Magazine, the recent August issue, speaking about Stroller Fit, that came in as a top five fastest-growing kids franchises.
Really?
The first one is called Stroller Strides. It's a fitness program. Two is something called Club Z, an in-home tutoring service franchise. Three is a franchise called High Touch, High Tech, science activities for kids. Pretty interesting. Fourth is Pump It Up, children's party facility. They have all these inflatables. I've done financing with them. They're number four. And then Stroller Fit comes in at number five. That's also a fitness program. So, you know, a lot of these children's fitness franchises have really become popular in the last 10 years.
Seeing a lot of growth in that particular industry, you know. That's one industry that's really exploded. That's something. All right, that's fantastic. Well, I think Scott is in the studio, so I think what we'll do here, Don, is we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Create a rewarding future for you and your family as an Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership franchisee.
Aaron's is changing the way a growing and underserved market acquires necessities like furniture, appliances, electronics, and computers. The Aaron's franchise opportunity offers today's entrepreneurs you potential for profits and growth. Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership is a division of Aaron's Rents Incorporated, a New York Stock Exchange listed company with more than 50 years of enviable results. Aaron's is ranked number one in its category by Entrepreneur Magazine and 58th among franchise chains in worldwide sales by Franchise Times Magazine. Aaron's provides site selection assistance, comprehensive training, and traffic building marketing programs. Additionally, as a franchisee, you'll benefit from their national reputation, industry experience, operating systems, and manufacturing and distribution methods. For more information on the Aaron's franchise opportunity, call 1-800-551-6015. That's 1-800-551-6015. Or go to aaronsfranchise.com. That's AARONS franchise.com.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchiser of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
Experience the rewards of franchising with the Franchise Edge.
Are you considering franchising your business? Are you wondering about the risk and reward of franchising versus opening additional company-owned locations?
Not every business is right for franchising.
The Franchise Edge helps you evaluate the often complicated franchising process to see if it's a good fit for your business. The Franchise Edge team has experience as multi-unit company store operators, as well as franchisers and franchisees. We understand what it takes to successfully franchise a business and how to get our clients where they want to be. Let us help you answer the key questions.
Is my business franchisable?
Should I open more company locations or franchise?
How much will it cost to franchise?
Is it more profitable to franchise or expand internally?
What is required to franchise?
What is the timeline for franchising a business?
If franchising is the right direction for your company, the Franchise Edge can help you every step of the way, including
reviewing your current business model, fulfilling legal requirements, operations manuals, marketing materials, marketing plan, and selling franchises.
The Franchise Edge also works with individuals who are interested in buying a franchise. We represent a wide range of franchises, including pregnancy spas, restaurants, wine bars, and home service franchises. Let our experienced sales team help find the franchise that fits your interest.
Don't gamble with your future. Put the Franchise Edge to work for you.
Call 813-935-5087 for a free consultation. That's 813-935-5087.
Or go to our website at www.thefranchiseedge.com and complete the online form. That's www.thefranchiseedge.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today's show is being brought to you by the Aaron Sales and Lease Ownership Franchise Opportunity. And Aaron's is a New York Stock Exchange-listed company ranked number 58 among franchise chains and worldwide sales. Aaron's is reinventing the way a growing and underserved market acquires furniture, electronics, appliances, and computers. Now's a great time to join the Aaron's franchise family. And today we're meeting with a very special guest, Scott Hayner, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development of Yum Brands. And Yum Brands is the world's largest restaurant company in terms of system restaurants, with over 34,000 restaurants in over 100 countries. Four of their restaurant brands, KFC, Long John Silver's, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, are the global leaders of chicken, quick-serve seafood, pizza, and Mexican-style food categories. Hi, Scott. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. How are you today?
I'm good, Scott. Scott, joining us is my co-host, Don Johnson, and he is the president of Diamond Financial Services of New Jersey. And Don works with his prospective franchisees to help them finance their franchise. And I know you wanted to say hi, Don, to Scott.
Yeah, hey, Scott. I appreciate you coming on the show. I hope your summer is going well. And I'm just going to make a quick comment. It must be a pretty challenging work for such a large, well-known company. I guess you got your hands full, huh?
Well, I think we have a great time, and we got what a lot of people would love to have in my business, and fabulous brands, long history of franchising and of working with consumers. And if you're going to go out and into the marketplace and try to recruit franchisees, it's nice to have some of that in your bag.
Absolutely.
Such strong selling points, yeah.
I agree. Scott, can you tell our guests where you're calling from today?
I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky, which is my hometown, and it's where Yum's Restaurant Support Center is located. Brand KFC, Brand Long John's, and Brand A&W have their restaurant support centers here, along with Yum. We also have a big office in Dallas, which is Pizza Hut and our international business. We have a big office in Irvine, California, which is the Taco Bell business domestically. And then we're in the 34,000 restaurants that you mentioned are in 102 countries around the world. So we have offices all over the world as it relates to bringing our brands to customers.
That's fantastic. It's also the home of Yum University, I understand. Too.
Yes, we have the Yum University is designed to provide leadership training in many areas. Our biggest programs are our operations college, our HR college, but we do all sorts of training on presentation skills, handling conflict, a lot of building people capability type classes, so that we can continue to develop the leaders we need to be successful.
That's fantastic. I was reading about your background, Scott, and you have quite an impressive resume. I mean, we could do a whole show on your background. can you tell us what you were doing before joining Yum Brands?
Sure. I've been with Yum 18 years, and before that I had 10 years of experience in the marketing world. I started at General Mills coming out of business school in the brand management program, and was there for about 3 years, and then went to a small company called Job's Fertilizer Spikes. If you've ever tried tree spikes for your trees, outside trees, or plant spikes for your indoor plants, and did some international marketing as well as domestic marketing for them. Did that for about 10 years, and then had the opportunity to come to the marketing department at KFC, and came over and did that, and then sort of that moved me into development after about 5 years in KFC marketing, both in the field and in the restaurant support center. I had the opportunity to work on some project work that ultimately took me into development, and I've been in development ever since.
That's incredible.
So
and
I started with KFC, and so you being there 18 years, you've really seen the whole development of Yum Brands, because Yum Brands name, isn't that only about 10 years old or so?
Well, actually, the Yum Brands name is even less old than that, but we were the first big brands. KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut were all bought by Pepsi-Cola,
right.
Or PepsiCo, in the basically through the 70s, if you will, in the 80s. And then in 1997, they decided that they wanted to get focused on the soft drink business and the snack business with Frito, and they spun the restaurant company off. And at the time, that was for people that had spent their career kind of in the Pepsi system, that was a little bit of a shocker. However, it made us a much better restaurant company because we no longer had the backing of a a soft drink company and a big snack company, we had to sort of decide, you know, were we going to be able to swim out here in this big ocean as a restaurant company? And it forced us to seriously look at how many stores we wanted to own versus franchise. It also forced us to get very serious about taking care of our customers and running great operations. And actually, it has been a wonderful ride. We started off as Tricon Global Restaurants, three icons. And then a few years later, we bought Long John Silver's and A&W. So then all of a sudden, Tricon didn't work anymore. So our stock ticker had always been Yum, because we have food that make you say yum. And our chairman, David Novak, said, we're going to call it Yum Brands. That way it covers us should we choose to buy other brands in the future. And we've been Yum for, I think, since about 2002, the last 5 years.
That's great.
Yeah, I love the name.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's very clever. Yeah, and I heard, too, Scott, I was reading that your family members, actually, you have they all have a background in the restaurant business as well. So your family's
well,
been involved.
My brother owns the family business. It started in 1884 here in Louisville. So he's pushing 123 years, I think that is. And he's an owner-operator. And actually, it has given me, between he and my dad, who had it before him, a lot of sort of insight as to how franchisees think, because they're small business operators. And even though we ask them to do it with big brands, they have a lot of the same thinking as it relates to investing in the business and operating the business. And that's a perspective that's helped me in my role in franchising.
I imagine.
Scott, talking about the history of the organization, I guess, a little bit, and then picking up something like A&W, I mean, a lot of these brands are very old.
Right.
You know, something like A&W, when did they start exactly?
Well, A&W is actually the first quick service restaurant in America. It started in 1919, was first franchised in 1925 as a root beer stand in Lodi, California. And it's actually quite interesting. In 1950, there were about 2,500 A&Ws across America. And just to give you perspective, there were less than 10 Sonics at that time. Now, A&W, through a series of ownership changes and a lot of things, kind of lost its way. And now there's probably 400 A&Ws in America, and there's over 3,000 Sonics. So kudos to the Sonic team. We frequently talk about, I think we may want to go back and take back our heritage, because we were the ones that started it back in the day. And but certainly all of the Yum brands, you know, were well established long before they were put into one company. And PepsiCo collected the first three, being Taco Bell and Pizza Hut, and the last one being KFC. And then Long John Silver's was started by Warren Rosenthal in Lexington, Kentucky in 1969. And then A&W had been around a long time, and they kind of came together. And then when all of them got in one place, the interesting part is Yum sort of had the opportunity to create a new company. So in that respect, our company is very young, but we have very rich heritage of brands, of operations, of franchise relationships that go back to the early 50s in some cases. And so it was a nice combination of new age thinking as it relates to how to run a business with a very solid foundation with the consumers that we think's worked very nicely.
And what also works very nicely, especially trying to, you know, get A&W back to where it should be, is in taking advantage of co-branding, which I think has been so effective. That's been working well with you guys, co-branding.
Well, we are the leader in multi-branding. We call it multi-branding. It's just our word. One of the most exciting parts of my career adventure was the fact that I happened to be working in development doing projects when my boss came in, and he out in the field had put together KFC and Taco Bell in the first location. And we've come a long way. At the beginning, it was literally we just kind of stuck one in there because we wanted to see if the customers thought this was a good idea. And purely the business results of offering branded restaurant choice, two brands in one location, sort of pulled it along. The brands weren't exactly at the very beginning, weren't so excited about it. But you can't deny that the customers say, if you give me a chance to get two brands at one counter versus one brand, and you do a good job executing, I want to be there, and I'm going to come more often. And we started that. He came in and said, we need to open, you know, 50 of these and then 100 of these, and I'd like you to organize a team to help get that done. And that started me on about a 10-year journey of doing multi-brand combinations from KFC Taco Bell to KFC A&W to KFC Long John's we worked with some outside brands. We put Taco Bells and Pizza Huts, then decided that wasn't a big idea. But we were testing out every combination, including some 3-in-1s where we did KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, and delivery all out of the same restaurant, which was a fabulous consumer idea. But we found out they were a monster to run and finally decided that really wasn't a big idea for us. So we've sort of stayed with two-brand combinations as we've gone forward. And today we have over 3,000 multi-branded restaurants in the United States.
Wow, fantastic. Very impressive. How else would you describe, Scott, the Yum! Brands franchise system?
Well, we are 20% equity-owned, approximately, varies a little bit by brand, and 80% owned by franchisees. That means we have 1,400 franchisees in our system. And a number of them now own multiple brands as they have been exposed either through multi-branding or just the opportunity to buy brands as the company has had a portfolio of brands. And the lifeblood of our system is our partnership with our franchisees, because there's no way we get our distribution to all the places we want to get to if we didn't have our franchise partners. And they provide us a great sets of ideas from kind of the front, if you will. They work with us closely as we test products. But more than anything, they just do a fabulous job executing our brands in their local markets. And that's really the power of franchising. We bring idea leadership. We bring marks. We bring new products and performance-building programs. And they bring operations excellence. And they bring capital to develop in their local markets. And then collectively we work together to do, national advertising and, the various programs necessary to keep the brand strong in the eyes of the customers.
So just the combination of such a strong, solid management team you have at Yum! Brands, plus, like you said, one of the most important things, just having solid franchisees who follow the system, who are just overall solid business people. I mean, that's really the success story of Yum! Brands.
Well, there's no, I mean, in franchising, there is no guarantee. But you can do some very strong due diligence to understand who is it you're getting in business with, both the leadership of the chain, as well as the, the people that you're going to work with day to day. Do you understand their standards? Do you understand yourself and know that franchising is the right choice for you? And if you're the type of person that every time you hear something, you say, well, that's great, but I need to tweak this and tweak this, franchising may not be a great choice for you, because, a lot of entrepreneurs have created wonderful things, and the great thing about America is you can go out and do it. But when you work in a franchise system, the franchisor wants you to execute the program as it has been developed, because we make a promise to customers that we are going to, deliver consistently every single time. And if every franchisee decides how many herbs and spices they want in the chicken, the original recipe chicken is not going to be the same time after time after time, which is what our promise is to the customer. And the customer doesn't know whether a restaurant is a company restaurant or a franchise restaurant. They just know it's a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And they know what they want, and it's our job to give it to them so that, we can grow a larger and larger pool of loyal customers.
That's a good point. It sounds like that's your favorite of all your products is the chicken. That's your favorite.
Well,
product.
I don't know. It's my history, and I happened to grow up in Louisville as a child, and I got a chance to meet the Colonel once when I was a kid. So
wow.
I talk more about that because that's where I come from. But,
right.
I eat a lot of Taco Bell. and the personal pizzone that has just come out from Pizza Hut is great. So I like all of our brands, and I just tell more stories from KFC because more of my history was there.
Right.
I know your franchisees too, Scott. They're asked to take, was it a franchisee profile?
Right.
to kind of, you know, get through, like I guess you said, like the basic hurdles, make sure they have a clean credit report. You guys do a detailed background check and really make sure that they're a match for your whole system.
Well, I think any franchisor wants to find, especially one that's established and is not just like begging for anyone to come in their system.
Right, I agree.
I mean, you got to find somebody that's a good fit. When people come in to our place for Discovery Day, when I go and talk to them, my biggest thing is, look, we want you to do due diligence. We want you to call franchisees. We want you to research this, because the worst scenario for us is that if 2 years in of a 20-year franchise agreement, you say, you know what, this was a mistake. I don't want to be here. Well, it's a problem for the franchisee because they got to, you know, they don't want to be there. And, you know, they still got 20 years left on the franchise agreement. Well, it's a problem for the franchisor because we have a disgruntled franchisee that still has, you know, 18 years left on a franchise agreement. So, I mean, when franchising works right, it is truly a win-win proposition. But that's why we really do a lot of due diligence trying to find people that we think meet our criteria. We encourage the franchisees to do that due diligence as well, because we'd much rather part as friends and let them go pursue some other business opportunity if it's not going to be a good fit than get involved and then have problems for the next 20 years. That's just that's, you know, sort of common sense.
Even if it meant months of due diligence and going back and forth, you're right, it's not worth it unless everything's a fit.
Well, and you have to, and you never know. I mean, that doesn't mean everybody. Somebody came in one time and said, is everybody in your system happy? And I said, I've never been in a system where everybody's happy. There's always somebody that's got some angst. But you try to say, have you put up a system that's got a chance to compete in the marketplace? And that has to do with your basic offering and your economic proposition and your marketing and your performance improvement programs and all the various things that you do. And, you know, I think we've got a very compelling case. It is not an inexpensive franchise. You know, there are, you know, part of that, one of our scrub points is that we look to see what kind of capital do you have. And once we talk about your vision, do you have the capital necessary to realize your vision? Because in today's world, it costs, you know, to build a freestanding restaurant, and it's not just for us, it's really for anybody that's building freestanding restaurants. If you're going to take down about an acre of land and you're going to build a store, you're going to be somewhere between $1 million and $2 million to make that happen. And that is not a small amount of money. And if you are coming out of, you know, a venture, you got $50,000 in your pocket, you think you're ready to go conquer the world, that may be true, but you don't have enough money to finance a freestanding restaurant, and so it would be better if you got channeled in either into a partnership that could bring more capital to the table, or to a franchise which is more in line with the capital that you have, and then maybe work your way up to a larger franchise down the road once you've had a chance to accumulate a little more capital.
It's a good point, Scott. Short and long term goals so important. Got to know initially what you want to do. Just not short term.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was interesting too, Scott, how you guys even like go as far as like getting into a prospective franchisee's management style. You know, you're actually quoted in the Wall Street Journal saying that if someone's style was like that, someone should not ask questions. Like employees should not ask questions. They're probably not a good match.
Well, I think back in the day, if you had one restaurant, you know, you could be kind of that hero manager where you're going to make every call in the restaurant.
Right.
But today's business really looks for multi-unit managers, and you are you get to the point where you can't be everywhere all the time. I mean, there's just only so much time in the day. And so we're looking for team builders. We're looking for people that do that both at the one-store level. They have people that might run their production area, run their assembly area, run their customer service area, and they want to share the challenge of taking care of the customers. And, you know, if they engage their – you know, our experience would say that people that engage their team members end up building better teams and achieving better results. And if you get somebody that everything they say is all about – how much money can I make? You know, I'm going to save cost. I'm going to cut this. I'm going to cut that. It's not to say they won't go off and make lots of money doing something, but ours is a people business, and you got to put people capability first. If we find somebody that really doesn't give us the feeling that that's the way they run their business, then there's going to be a better match somewhere else for them.
I agree. Yeah, Scott, are you able to stick around for another segment?
Be glad to.
That's fantastic. Thanks. So I think what we'll do here is we'll take another quick break, and we'll be right back with more franchise interviews on World Talk Radio, where the world comes to talk.
Ready for a great tasting dessert that's much better for you and your kids? Try the Miami Rice Pudding Company. Miami Rice Pudding Company offers over 35 flavors of rice pudding delivered in cups or cones with a customer's choice of toppings. This unbelievable franchise opportunity is introducing this great dessert concept to the malls, airports, art shows, and similar venues in your market. Miami Rice Pudding's goal is to help franchisees bring the healthy joy of flavored rice pudding to the world. Join our franchise system and open in your market with a low investment and operate both the fixed location and mobile units. Our system requires minimal food preparation and our pudding has a long shelf life. Mall chains are eager for us to expand to their locations because we're unique, competitive, nutritious, and a fun concept. Call us today, toll free at 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. That's 1-866-6-EAT-RICE. Or go to our website at MiamiRicePudding.com. That's MiamiRicePudding.com.
Do you have a talent for communicating business advice? Are you looking to control your work-life balance? Have you earned a six-figure income in the corporate world, yet dreamed of being your own boss? Would helping local business owners solve problems, seize opportunities, and plan strategically give you great satisfaction? If so, the Alternative Board could be the meaningful and rewarding professional challenge you've been searching for. The Alternative Board, also known as TAB, is the world's largest franchiser of peer advisory boards and business coaching. We are currently seeking qualified entrepreneurs, business consultants, and corporate executives who have at least 10 years of senior-level business experience. As a franchise owner with the Alternative Board, you will chair monthly board meetings and provide executive coaching to CEOs, presidents, and owners of local businesses. You can share your business knowledge to help community business leaders achieve their vision of success. In addition to earning a consistent income from monthly membership dues, you also have the potential to start or expand consulting opportunities. Explore how you can apply your business expertise and give back to your community with TAB. Please visit our website at www.tabboards.com. That's TABBOARDS.com. Or you can call 1-800-727-0126. That's 1-800-727-0126. Do what you enjoy and enjoy what you do with the Alternative Board.
Tap into a $41 billion a year industry with Garlic Gyms. Did you know Americans eat about 100 acres of pizza every single day, or about 350 slices per second? Garlic Gyms has spent years looking high and low for a higher quality pizza that is delivered quick enough so that you're still hungry when it arrives. Garlic Gyms makes the most delicious gourmet pizza and at the same time provides excellent and fast service to your door. Garlic Gyms has perfected the science of prompt pizza delivery by learning and experimenting. The exciting twist to this is great pizza. Never again will you have to choose between great pizza and great service. Are you interested in owning a Garlic Gyms? We're currently accepting applications to participate in our exciting world of gourmet pizza delivery and carryout. Talk to us and find out how we sold nearly 100 franchises in six states in our first 2.5 years of operation. To get started right away, go to www.garlicgyms.com. That's www.garlicgyms.com. Or call us 425-918-1900. That's 425-918-1900. Garlic Gyms.
Good day, mate. Want to explore owning your own business? Yearn for the adventure of being the first in a new concept? You'll go positively ape over a Jungle Quest franchise. Beyond bouncing balls and inflatables, it's an indoor rock climbing and challenge course for kids. For ages 2 to 12, the center features zip lines, Burma bridges, swings, rock walls, tree houses, and tunnels. For 12 years, Jungle Quest has served 30,000 explorers with drop-ins and birthday parties, field trips, and camps. Now available as a franchise. Go to JungleQuest.net for more information. That's JungleQuest.net.
To reach a show host or guest during the live show, dial toll-free in North America, 866-613-1612. Or, if outside the USA and Canada, dial 001-858-268-3068.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Franchise Interviews, Asking the Entrepreneur Who Owns One. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, with my co-host, Don Johnson. And if you've ever dreamed about owning your own business, then this is a show to listen to. And today we're with very special guest, Scott Hayner, who is the Vice President of Franchise Development of Yum Brands. And, Scott, I wanted to jump back to the industry. How big of an industry are we talking about here?
Well, the restaurant business is a very large industry, and there's so many different cuts on it. When I saw the question that you sort of sent when we were chatting earlier, the top 100 chains just came out for the U.S. Nation's Restaurant News did a thing, and the top 100 chains are nearly $200 billion in sales. So any way you cut it, that covers casual dining chains and quick service chains and limited service chains and family dining chains, all sorts of things. But it's big, and that's billion with a B. So about any way, and that doesn't even include, that's only the top 100 chains. There's the second 100 chains, and then you go work your way all the way down to the mom and pops. So it is a very large business, and that's only domestically. That doesn't even include the rest of the business around the world.
Exactly. And what is that attributed to, Scott? Is it attributed to, I mean, because you've been in the industry for such a long time now, you know, you've been with the company 18 years, but just watching the industry, is it because of people's busy lifestyles, would you say?
Well, I mean, I think the number one thing it's contributed to is that people generally eat three times a day.
That makes sense.
And, you know, if you think about our existence over the course of the last 100 years, I mean, in many areas, convenience, mobility have been, you know, sort of played out on a much more elaborate basis. Back in the 1950s when, you know, restaurants were, you know, you'd go in town, you'd basically have the diner, and that would be about it. Maybe a pizza place, and then all of a sudden, you know, more and more places would sort of show up on the table, and you know, McDonald's, KFC, some of the earliest franchises. And I think what people saw was you could get very good food, you know, for your family. You could get it very conveniently, and it could save you an awful lot of time. So you may want to cook a little less and provide this food for your family. Now, I think as time has gone on, people have gotten, by their own choice, busier and busier and busier and busier. And now, I mean, drive-thrus in many cases, at least in the quick service business, can be 65 or 70% of the business because people spend a lot of time behind the windshield, and this gives them an opportunity on their way home from play practice, soccer practice, you know, the grocery store even, to pick up some food so that when they get home they can eat immediately as opposed to having to get home and then wait, you know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour when everybody's hungry and you know, wants to sit down.
That's a good point with the drive-thru. That's why a huge company like Dunkin' Donuts eventually went to that because it's such a huge part of sales and people are always on the move. And
Even Starbucks. I mean, the first massive number of their stores were walk-up sort of stores, and I think part of it is, I mean, the retail business in many fronts is about taking care of customers' needs. And, you know, while a lot of cities will say, well, we don't want drive-thrus, my question has always been, what do your citizens want? What do the customers in this town want? And if they didn't want a drive-thru, then how does 60% of your business, 70% of your business go through the drive-thru? And, you know, you can... You can be all, you know, somebody told me the other week, I mean, you can live in a world where everybody's like the Cleavers, or Donna Reed, or, you know, whoever the perfect family is, but nobody's family's like that.
Right.
And nobody comes home and, you know, you've been, or very few come home where you've been cooking all day and everybody gets home right at, you know, 5 o'clock and they sit down to eat at the same time every night. I mean, at least the families I know, there are very few that work like that.
Oh, kids are doing so many things, playing sports, off doing different things, dancing, you know, whatever.
Well, a great example of that is the pizza business. In the 50s, I mean, the pizza place was the gathering place and go out. With the advent of home delivery, driven in many cases by Domino's and then picked up by Pizza Hut and you know, now everybody delivers. The pizza dine-in business in many places has, the dining room has moved from the pizza restaurant right in front of your TV, and the pizza comes to you. So if you're going to be great in that business, you got to be able to not only have a good experience at the store if you happen to be in a dine-in restaurant, but you better also have great delivery so that when people call and they want that convenience because they want to sit and watch the game at home,
right.
Then you can give it to them. And if you, the people that do a good job of that, their business grows. And the people that haven't done a good job of that, they've been challenged.
Scott, talk about training a little bit for new franchisees. How's that?
Well, it's critically important because you got standards and an operations platform that you need to make sure that everybody understands. Traditionally, it's going to run somewhere between 6 weeks and 16 weeks, depending on the complexity of what you're going to take over. Base training is about 6 to 8 weeks for a brand. That includes both learning the basics of the positions as well as demonstrating proficiency. So that, you know, that not only in the making the products and selling the products, but also knowing how much to order and managing your inventory and managing your cash and all the various things to running a restaurant. Then if you do a multi-brand, you not only have one base brand to learn, you have two base brands to learn, and then you've got to be trained on how do you integrate both those brands in one restaurant operation, because the key to successful multi-branding is running an integrated operation. And sometimes that takes us 16 weeks, you know, to train that. Now, different people have different varieties of they require different levels of experience in the store, number of hours in the store before they'll let you operate a store. There's a lot of other places where you might go get 2 weeks of training and you're you know, at it already. So, but ours runs between 6 weeks and 16 weeks.
Well,
sounds so just so challenging, but I'm sure your training just, you know, makes it so that once someone is ready to open, they're very confident, comfortable.
Well, I mean, I think whenever you get into business, you are a small business owner, and there are many demands on you. We have an operating system that's worked in a whole bunch of places, and we try to, bring that to life. I mean, we're only going to be as good as our ability to train people in our system, and if we find people with the right aptitude, we've got to be able to train them. And I say that frequently around here because those are the crown jewels is our operating system, our products, and we want to make sure people do a great job of delivering to our customers.
Just the ongoing support, and I'm sure with the size of your company, all the different things you have throughout the year where franchisees can interact with other franchisees, it's all just, it's all helpful, of course.
Well, you got all kinds of associations, whether it be local advertising co-ops, local training co-ops, various franchise associations, regional and national. There's an annual convention, as well as your franchise business coach, which is going to come see you, you know, once a month or something along those lines, or organized training for new product rollouts. And it's all basically to keep you abreast of the latest things that are going on at the brand and to drive system-wide, one-system execution, company and franchise across the country. Because, as I said, we make a promise to our customers, and we want to make sure that our customers get what we've promised to them, and that is good execution against the products and against the service standards that we have and that have been established for quite some time.
Right.
Always have that consistency, yeah.
Absolutely. Scott, we have about 30 seconds. What is the best way for someone to get more information on Yum Brands?
Our website, if you're interested in being a franchisee, is www. www.yumfranchises.com. You can also call us. We have an 800 number. It's on the website, but that is 866-2-YUM-YUM. So 866-2-YUM-YUM. And we would love to talk to you to explore the opportunity and see if we have a win-win development proposition.
Again, great. I want to thank you, Scott. You've been a fantastic guest, and I'd love to have you back on a future show.
Be glad to do it. Wish you guys all the best. And let's go build some more stores.
Absolutely.
you
have a great day, Scott.
All right, you bet. Bye now.
Great show, huh, Don?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Just so knowledgeable, you know, and he's been in the industry such a long time, and his family's been in the industry as well, you know, and that's important when buying a franchise, you know, to look towards the leadership, and
right.
I mean, he really has it. You can see he's
he's a great guy
leader.
To have at the company with all his years there. I mean, he's a...
Absolutely. I feel great. Very comfortable, you know, with Scott steering the ship, you know, for franchising, you know, so...
He's seen the whole growth and success of Yum Brand.
He really has, you know, and he also got to meet the Colonel, too. That's just pretty interesting, huh? So that's fantastic.
That should have been one of our questions.
It should have, and I wanted to ask him, but I, you know, he mentioned it to us, so that was great. But nice job, Don, you know, fantastic show, and we'll see everyone next week, and go to franchiseinterviews.com, and I'll be talking to you next week, Don.
Okay, have a nice day,
Marty. Have a great day, Don.